Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. A new poll shows Donald Trump beating Joe Biden in 2024. Governor DeSantis of Florida sues the White House. The feds approve a second COVID booster. Russia may be pulling back in Ukraine. Also ahead, could Michelle Obama save the Democratic Party? But first, a survey from Harvard says Donald Trump would beat Joe Biden by 6 points in a hypothetical rematch. The poll finds 47% preferring Trump, 41% backing Biden. Donald Trump also tops Kamala Harris by 11 points in a head-to-head contest, according to the poll. Mr. Trump hinting at another run for the White House during a rally in Georgia last weekend, saying, quote, "I ran twice, I won twice, and we just might have to do it again," unquote. Florida Governor DeSantis suing the Biden administration over federal mask mandates. His lawsuit joined by 20 other states. The group claims mandatory face coverings on planes, trains, public transportation is harming the tourism industry. The CDC recently extended the mandate on public transit until the end of April. The CEOs of Delta, American, and United Airlines all urging the White House to drop the requirement before the busy summer season. The Food and Drug Administration approving a fourth COVID injection. The agency recommending the second booster for all people over the age of 50 and for those with weak immune systems. Scientists say older Americans should get the extra dose 4 months after their third vax. Research shows the additional jab would lower the chances of severe COVID by 90%. The Kremlin confirming Russian troops will reduce military activity around the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Moscow promising to focus on eastern parts of the country as Putin's brutal invasion enters its fifth week. Russia also scaling back the rhetoric on the use of nukes. Said a Russian spokesperson, quote, "No one in this government is thinking about using a weapon of mass destruction," unquote. One note, what the Russian government puts out there must always be processed with skepticism. In a moment, will Michelle Obama ever run for president? Coming right back.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. There is no question the Democratic Party is in deep trouble. All the polls show that. And there is a chance of a Republican landslide in the midterm vote this coming November. And then it's on to 2024, the next presidential election. It is very doubtful President Biden will run for re-election. And Vice President Harris is not going to get the nomination. So, who will? Maybe Michelle Robinson Obama. Let's run it down. She was born in Chicago on January 17, 1964. That makes her 58 years old. Her father, Frazier Robinson, was a Chicago water plant employee. Her mother, Marion, was a secretary. Her paternal great-great-grandfather, John Robinson, was born a slave in 1850 near Georgetown, South Carolina. She has one brother, Craig, a prominent college basketball coach. Mrs. Obama attended Princeton, then Harvard Law School. She met Barack Obama while working at a Chicago law firm. The two married in 1992. Then, of course, Michelle Obama served as First Lady from 2009 to 17. So why do I think Michelle Obama might ever run for president? Very simple, because I am, as you know, a simple man. Michelle Obama is extremely popular. Her memoir, Becoming, released in 2018, sold a staggering 14 million copies. That is an amazing success. The Obamas have two daughters, as you may know. Malia, 23, studied at Harvard, now a writer for Amazon Studios. Sasha, 20, is attending the University of Michigan. However, Michelle Obama doesn't have a lot to do. Now, the Obamas are building yet another mansion, this one in Hawaii. This makes three lavish homes, one in D.C., one on Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, and now Hawaii. And every now and then, people say, are you going to run for office? Well, she told The Hollywood Reporter, quote, I've never had a passion for politics. I just happened to be married to somebody who has a passion for politics, and he dragged me kicking and screaming into the arena. But now things are changing with the seeming collapse of the Democratic Party. Who are they going to nominate in 2024 as it stands now? Hillary Clinton? That's not going to happen. So there will be pressure put on Michelle Obama, perhaps by her husband, to get into politics, because she might win. I'm just looking forward. I have no inside information. But remember what I said. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can actually see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. 41 years ago today, a deranged man shot President Ronald Reagan outside a hotel in Washington, D.C. The bullet pierced the president's left lung, missing his heart by inches. Miraculously, the 70-year-old commander-in-chief survived the attack. Here is the story. On March 30th, 1981, Ronald Reagan departed the Hilton Hotel after meeting with labor leaders. As he approached his limousine, 25-year-old John Hinckley fired six shots at the president. The gunman was immediately detained by the Secret Service. Mr. Reagan rushed to the hospital. His first words to his wife, Nancy, quote, honey, I forgot to duck. Hinckley later told police he tried to kill Mr. Reagan to impress actress Jodie Foster, with whom he was obsessed. He was writing a bunch of letters to the young film star, and one of them said, quote, over the past 7 months, I've left you dozens of poems, letters, and love messages. The reason I'm going ahead with this attempt now is because I cannot wait any longer to impress you, unquote. In June 1982, Hinckley was found not guilty by reason of insanity. The would-be assassin was released from a psychiatric hospital in July 2016, and he's out on the street now. He does stuff on YouTube. And here's something else you might not know. Despite appearing in public a few weeks after the shooting, Ronald Reagan never fully recovered from the attack. He suffered extreme fatigue at times, hearing loss, and eventually cognitive decline. Mr. Reagan confirmed his diagnosis of Alzheimer's in November 1994, writing, quote, "I now begin the journey that will lead me into the sunset of my life. I know that for America, there will always be a bright dawn ahead. May God always bless you." Ronald Reagan died in 2004 at the age of 93, 23 years after the shooting. For more detail about the 40th president's life and time in the White House, including the assassination attempt, please check out my best-selling book, Killing Reagan. There is also a movie of it that you can get pay-per-view. Back after this.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.